You're listening to The Head Trash Show with the founder of Head Trash, Alexia Leachman. Head Trash is the home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence, and contentment in your life. Tune in every week as Alexia shares insights and simple strategies to help you create some headspace to experience confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to www.headtrash.co.uk to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show.
Hello and welcome to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexia Leachman. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, on today's show, I'm going to talk about stress, but more particularly, or more specifically, should I say, how to make stress your friend. Yes, we're going to make friends with stress, because let's face it, stress is here to stay. We're never going to be able to get rid of stress and stressful lives and all this presence of stress in our lives. And I know that before I've talked about how we can reduce or eliminate the stress triggers. So while there's all this stressful stuff happening all around you in your life, and it might trigger, you know, a really bad stress response in you, then what you can do is eliminate the presence of that trigger so that all that stuff can happen to you anyway, and yet you no longer feel stressed by it. But that's not the only thing that we can do when it comes to stress. We can actually make stress our friend. And the reason why we might want to do this is actually really, really important, because it could actually save your life. Yes, now listen to what I've got to share with you today. Now, as you know, I'm a big advocate of recognising the good and bad in everything. So while there's many of us that think stress is bad, there is actually quite a lot of positive in stress. You know, stress helps us hit a deadline. You know, if you weren't stressed when you had your deadline looming, it wasn't looming when you probably first had the task a month out, and suddenly you've got 2 days to get that damn report in, and bang, you're into action, you're getting it done, you're focused, and you're really able to deliver. And you weren't able to deliver when you had about 2 or 3 weeks to go. So stress can be really good. It can motivate us to take action, and it can really move us forward. But as with most things in life, it's all about balance. And so the minute there's too much stress, we get into a bit of a tizz, and that's where we get a bit panicky. We're like rabbit in headlights, and we just can't handle it because it's just gone that little bit too far. So we really need to be able to balance it. But that's not always possible. So what we also could do with doing is really tapping into those positive aspects. Because let's face it, like I've just mentioned, it can really move us to action. It can help us be focused and clear and really not pay attention to any of that noise that normally distracts us. We can just become really laser focused when we're in that stressful place of having to deliver something. So how can we tap into that more readily and embrace stress and really make stress our friend? So that's what I want to help tackle today, or help talk about today. And the reason I'm talking about this today, because I recently discovered this brilliant TED Talk, which I would urge you to check out. I'm going to embed the video in the podcast show notes, so you can just find it straight away here on the episode for this podcast on the Head Trash website. But it's a brilliant TED Talk by a lady called Kelly McGonigal. She's a health psychologist and a best-selling author, and she works out of Stanford University. So she knows this stuff, and she delivered a really great talk called Make Stress Your Friend. She's got this new book coming out called The Upside of Stress. And here she's talking about this new research that actually stress can make us stronger, smarter and happier if we learn how to embrace it. So they reckon, she says, The Upside of Stress is the first book to bring together cutting edge discoveries on the correlation between resilience, the human capacity for stress-related growth, and mindset, the power of beliefs to shape reality. So doesn't that sound like a really good book? You can pre-order it now because I don't think it's out yet. But there's some really interesting stuff that she talks about on her TED Talk, and that's what I want to really sort of expand a little bit on today. And what she talks about is this. This is all on scientific research. And again, I'll include the scientific research links if you really want to get, you know, reading all this stuff. It's a quite meaty to start reading scientific research documents, so hopefully you'll just take my word for it. But if you do want to go and look at this stuff, then again, I'll have the links in the show notes. But basically, the research says this. It's how we feel about stress is more important than the actual stress. So let me say that again. How we feel about the stress that's happening to us is more important when it comes to our health, at least, than the actual stress itself. So what does that mean, right? Let me try and break this down a little bit. So let's say you have a stressful life. Or shall I rephrase that? Let's say that you think you have a stressful life. Because remember, what might be stressful for you might not be stressful for somebody else. So stress is a perception more than anything, right? So let's say you think that you have a stressful life. And let's say that you believe that stress is bad. So those two things together make quite a potent cocktail of badness, okay, especially when it comes to health problems, you know, the heart problems, all that usual stuff that you get as a result of being highly stressed that we all know about, you know, heart attacks and all that stuff. So that's one scenario. Now, what about on the other hand, if you think you have a stressful life, but you believe that stress is good? Well, with this scenario, there's a very different outcome. Now, especially when it comes to this research, because basically what they're saying is when you have a stressful life, but you believe that stress is good, you're at no increased risk of experiencing stress-related health issues. In fact, you've got better health prospects than those with less stress who still think stress is bad. So basically what this means is believing that stress is bad increases your risk of stress-related health issues by about 43%. And when I say stress-related health issues, basically you're likely to die of stress. So this is a bit mind-boggling, isn't it? Basically, believing that stress is bad is worse for you than actual stress. So this is kind of interesting, especially for me, where, you know, we here on the Head Trash Show, we're all about really resting with the mind and changing the mindset and how you think and getting rid of all those negative thoughts, feelings and emotions. So this is really interesting because we can do something with this, right? But let's just dig a bit deeper before I sort of give you the, you know, what can we do with it? Let's just explore it a little bit more. So why is this happening? Well, as you know, when stress affects your body, then there's a whole lot of stuff that happens. And, you know, typically when you get stressed, you might get a racing heart or sweaty palms or, you know, that sick feeling in your stomach and whatever, however you tend to notice stress happening in your body. And the thing is, when we start picking up on those cues where you notice that you're stressed, so this stuff, you know, you start noticing that you've got the sweaty palms, you start noticing your tummy feeling a bit sick or whatever, and then you go, oh God, I feel so stressed. And then you say to yourself, I think I'm stressed. And that kicks in a new response because you filter it through your beliefs. So then you go, oh, I think I'm stressed. Oh, and stress is bad. So this is all bad. And suddenly that filter, that the fact that you're putting it through the bad filter triggers a very separate physical response that kind of triggers a stress response, you know. And when I say the stress response, what I mean in this particular instance is that one that makes you run from the saber-toothed tiger, you know, that really, that high cortisol, the adrenaline, that one that we really shouldn't be under for any significant period of time. Now, how about if when you notice all that stuff happening in your body instead, so you notice that you're getting the sick feeling in your stomach, except this time you don't describe it to yourself as sick feeling in your stomach. You might describe it as butterflies in your stomach instead. And you might notice that your heart's racing, and instead of thinking, oh, I'm going to panic, this is a panic sign, you might think, oh, right, this is exciting, this is what happens when I get excited. You start deciding that all these things that are happening to you are a good thing. And because you're filtering them through the good filter, then instead of triggering your stress response, you know, the saber-toothed tiger running through the jungle stress response, instead you're triggering a very different set of responses within the body that are actually helping you to cope with it. And some of that stuff includes some really useful hormones that help you to cope. Now, I'm not going to dive too deep into the physical response because, to be honest, Kelly covers it really brilliantly in her TED Talk, and I don't want to be here just reproducing somebody else's TED Talk. What I'd rather do is help us use this information and start making changes to our lives right now. So if you want to find out more about the physical changes, then dive over, check out the Head Trash page, and the video's all there. It's only 15 minutes long, so it's well worth checking out. But basically, what I want to be able to help you to do is to make these shifts in your head today. So how can we make stress your friend? Well, I've got three things that you can do to today that we can start changing how you are affected by stress and start to, you know, call it your friend, okay? So the first thing, and this first thing is actually quite a lot of fun, and I've touched on this in some other episodes of the Head Trash Show, but it's really having fun with our logical brain or our conscious mind, you know, because a lot of the work we do here at the Head Trash and using the technique, we go diving deep down into your subconscious and get all the work done down there. But sometimes it's really important to get the work done in our conscious mind as well, in our rational mind, and you know, the part of us that thinks with our eyes open that we're aware of, right? So this exercise is all to engage that part of us. And it's really simple. Basically, I want you to come up with 20 reasons why stress is good. In fact, no, more than that, we're going to make it 30. So come up with 30 reasons why stress is good. And the more the better, because when you've got a crazy long list of reasons to start churning out like that, you start coming up with really silly things just so you can hit the numbers. And that's when your mind starts getting really creative and having a lot of fun. But also there's something else that's going on there that's really quite powerful. But the other thing that's quite important that's happening at that point is that you really are starting to identify reasons why stress is good. And by opening up your mind to think in that way means you're more able to filter stress as a good thing anyway. Because I bet you haven't ever sat down and had to come up with a list of 20 reasons why stress is good. And so it's going to take a little bit of thinking. You're going to have to really give this some time and effort. But once you have, you'll start tapping into stress. I mean, that might be all you need to do, to be perfectly honest. You know, if you're sort of quite good friends with stress as it is, you might be on talking terms with them already. So this might be the only exercise you need to do. But if not, you might need to do the next thing that I'm suggesting. So the second thing I think you can do to help make stress your friend is this, and that is change your belief about stress. So there's another podcast episode here on the Head Trash Show, which is called Busting Bad Beliefs. So you just need to go over and find that episode, and that episode will tell you exactly what you need to do belief change work and to neutralize negative beliefs. So if you currently believe that stress is bad for you in whatever way, then you need to change that belief about stress and use the template or the format that I suggest within the Busting Bad Beliefs episode to change your belief about stress. But that, based on the research that I've just shared with you, that is really, really important. And you could be saving yourself 10 years, you know, of life by just doing that simple exercise alone. And that won't take you longer than 20 minutes, I swear. So seriously, you need to start adding this to your to-do list, quick smart. And then the final thing you need to do about stress is this. And it's using our 5-step process just to love stress and hate stress. Just go through our 5-step process, loving, adoring and hating, you know, all the stuff about stress. Just go through the mantras and do stress. Now, if you want to cheat on any of this, I have got a stress audio session that you can buy on the website that was recorded by Chris Milbank, who's the founder of RR, and it's pretty amazing session. So if you did want to sort of do the shortcut on that last bit, then just go and just get the session, you know. But you still will need to do the belief work on your own, because the belief work isn't included in our audio session. And the 20 reasons, I think you need to do that anyway, because that's really good to get your brain expanded and thinking in new ways. So let me just recap. What do you need to do to make stress your friend? You first write 30 reasons why stress is a good thing. Then secondly, change your belief about stress so that you now believe stress is good and helpful and all those other good things. And then you just clear the fear, not the fear, but just clear that excess emotional energy that you have around stress. So love stress and hate stress. And that will completely transform the way that you deal with stress, but more importantly, how your body is dealing with stress and how you respond physically to stress in your environment. Now, if you give this a go, and I hope that you do, because what I've just shared with you is gold, goddammit. It's gold. This is going to save your life. So come on, try it. Let me know how you get on and let me know what results you're seeing. You know, I really want to know what's happening here. So do feel free to just share and let me know what's happening. And as ever, if you're finding any of this stuff useful, I would absolutely love a review on iTunes. I really could do with some new reviews on iTunes, guys. So if you could do one little thing for me, it would be to leave me a lovely little review on iTunes, and I would really appreciate it. Okay, I hope that you found today's podcast useful, and I will see you again, or speak to you again next time on the Head Trash Show. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on the Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to www.headtrash.co.uk to get your copy of the free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes for more strategies, tips, and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time.